This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Episode of Immunize Wisely. This is November 30th, 2019, the last day of November, and I hope everyone had a fabulous Thanksgiving. I am your host of Immunize Wisely. My name is Ingrid Castle, and I am the Director of Vaccination Liberation. You can see our websites. Our website, the main website, is actually VacLib, VACLIB.org. That's short for Vaccination Liberation, just the first three letters, and then .org for organization. Anyway, we have amassed over 20 years worth of information on this one topic alone of the harm caused by vaccines. And it's called Immunize Wisely because we're all about strengthening immune function, because vaccines certainly do not. Immunize is the root term is to immunize, or immune is a root word actually, and it means to strengthen immune function. And that's, you know, these guys in the New World Order love to create words that actually mean the exact opposite, such as vaccinations equaling immunize, and they actually are the opposite. They destroy immune function. So without any further ado, we also have vaccinetruth.com, and my website where I teach people about health is humbleweed.net. And actually, the guest I'm going to have on today has an extremely important topic. He happens to be my source, for the sulfur I sell. I sell the most high quality sulfur on the planet, as well as he does too. But he is my source. So without too much surprise, I'm going to go ahead and just tell you who he is. His name is John Hamill, and he's with International Advocates for Health Freedom. His story, you know, I've actually known John for, oh my gosh, has it been, it's been not 20 years, but at least 17, maybe 18. He recovered from schizophrenia more than 40 years ago via orthomolecular nutrition, which is a suppressed nutritional treatment modality. And this is after psychiatry nearly killed him. And after 4 years of intense suffering in state and private psychiatric hospitals, John received a package from his Aunt Jane containing three books about orthomolecular nutrition that had helped her and some of her cousins. The books were Mental and Elemental Nutrients by Dr. Carl Pfeiffer, Fighting Depression by Dr. Harvey Ross, and The Eden Express by Mark Vonnegut, who graduated from Harvard Medical School following his recovery using orthomolecular nutrition. John's personal story of recovery can be found at, well, it's kind of a long URL, so you know what? We have a great chat room, thanks to Mer Bailey. Mer Bailey created the chat room, and I actually gave her a bunch of web links ahead of time. So if you want to, we're going to be actually giving you several web links, and I would encourage anyone listening to this extremely important show to log in onto Immunize Wisely. That's Wisely, W-I-Z-E-L-Y, stylized to rhyme with Immunize with a Z. So it's Immunize Wisely dot chat and go. That's chatngo, A-N-G-O. .com. So immunizewisely.chatandgo.com. And Mer Bailey has been so kind as to put some of these URLs up. So What this is some interesting background on John, because I think you're going to be impressed. For John, the silver lining in all he had been through and has been this. In the process of studying and learning for his own healing, John has been able to radically slow and even reverse his own aging process. John has been fighting professionally for health freedom since 1989, and it was in 1996 that he formed International Advocates for Health Freedom. The website's IAHF.com. He was the first whistleblower against the United Nations Codex Alimentarius Commission's plan to block consumer access to vitamins and minerals within the therapeutic range. Some of you may realize that Codex is about having universal standards for weights and measurements, but they started going out after vitamins and minerals too, because they were competing with Big Pharma. John created the website soulfulforhealth.com in 2006, where he sells the world's best MSM and other detox products. It is now morphing into Advocates for Cellular Enhancement. But what the show is going to be about, and this is what I'm going to go right into, why he's on, is right now John is sounding an alarm about an FDA proposed rule to ban 26 commonly used nutraceuticals used by compounding pharmacists. The deadline for the public to file comments opposing FDA's attack on compounding pharmacists is December 4th, and there are 273 more non-patentable safe ingredients the FDA is threatening to ban that compounding pharmacists have been allowed to use to help patients. But for the purpose of this show, we will be highlighting a few of the 26 that are slated to be eliminated soon. These include NAD Plus and NADH. Now, these are forms of niacin. Even though these products are both used to break addictions and have many other legitimate uses, the FDA caused the opioid epidemic by mindlessly allowing OxyContin to be used for long-term use. And now they want to ban NAD Plus, which is an IV form of niacin, which helps break addictions to these very same drugs. John urges everyone to protest this genocidal FDA action by going to, and the website is posted, as I said, in the chat room, but it's nad-plus.us. This is where you can learn all about the threat and how to take action, how to go to regulations.gov and, you know, have the right, you know, docket to paste in there so you can do your comments. You can sign up for John's double-blind form letter at IAHF for International Advocates for Health Freedom, IAHF.com, or you can contact him at 1-800-333-2553. Just don't contact him during the show, because he's on that line right now. But, you know, it actually rolls over to an answering machine, so I don't think it's going to be an issue. But that number, his number is 800-333-2553. So welcome to Immunize Wisely, John. That was quite a long introduction. How are you doing?
Well, thank you, Ingrid. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you on because, you know, there's a background to this. When people don't react to what the government is doing, they think it's okay, and they just increase, you know, put more and more of the barbed-wired fences around us, and they tighten the noose, you know, or whatever you want to say. In fact, I just printed off recently a story of the pigs of Okefenokee or whatever swamp. Anyway, it's a swamp in the southeast, and it shows how some guy went in there and was able to lure these wild hogs into a pen with free corn. And it's kind of like what they've been doing to us in this country. I mean, the analogies are really clear in this great illustration I've recently revived from the Idaho Observer, the early days, because, you know, it's when we get complacent that they start, you know, building more fences and reeling us in, so that pretty soon there's no escape and we're completely enslaved. And when it comes to our health, that is probably the number one thing we need to protect, because if you don't have your health, you literally don't have anything. You can't do anything to protect yourself, your children, and those, you know, in your community. And we need all the men and women in this country to really take their health seriously so we can protect what freedoms we have. Wouldn't you agree with that, John?
Absolutely.
Okay. So why don't you go ahead and let us know? I mean, there's so many things on the FDA dockets. How did you find out about this proposed rule? And do you want to go ahead and share with us what it actually says?
Yeah, okay. Well, I first heard about it from Bill Falloon, the vice president of the Life Extension Foundation in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, who forwarded the information from Jerry Gillick from College Pharmacy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jerry sells NAD Plus and NADH, and he built a website specifically to generate comments on those two items because he sells a lot of it, and he's aware that there are a lot of patients, especially drug addicts and alcoholics, who have been able to break their addictions using NAD therapy. NAD is nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. It's a naturally occurring coenzyme of niacin that helps cells in our bodies produce energy. It does this by converting the energy we get from food into cellular energy. Administering lab-produced NAD will boost levels of the chemical in someone's body, but they will need to be administered more to sustain that level. NAD therapy consists with brain function, DNA repair, and repair signals between molecules for cellular communication. Lastly, it aids in DNA repair. Only with a combination of NAD and regular therapy and support can someone stay on the path to recovery. So we have a situation right now where the FDA has caused the opioid crisis. They did this in their infinite non-wisdom by changing the way OxyContin is regulated to allow its use for daily use and for long-term use. OxyContin was never intended to be used that way. And when they made that change, they created millions of addicts who couldn't afford their expensive OxyContin. And so they went to the street for heroin, which is often fentanyl, and fentanyl is 1,000 times more toxic, more addictive than morphine. And so it takes only a tiny amount of fentanyl to kill somebody. So now we've got an epidemic of opioid addicts caused by the FDA, and here we have the FDA wanting to take away a safe substance available through compounding pharmacists, NAD Plus, when it can help a person break their addiction. If that isn't genocide, I don't know what is.
Yeah, it is absolutely that. In fact, the government, in their infinite wisdom that doesn't seem to be paying attention from what one branch does to another, actually created an opioid crisis center. What was it like? I think in 2016, after over 45,000 deaths in 1 year of USA citizens from this, you know, the opioid crisis. I mean, you know, these are 45,000 adult deaths just from overdosing on opioids. And like you said, turning to street drugs to sustain their addiction.
That's right. 60 Minutes did a news piece titled, "Did the FDA Ignite the Opioid Epidemic?" It's a very hard-hitting news piece. It clearly indicates that they absolutely did. So they're doing the diametric opposite of their public health mission. This is very sad, very, very ironic. The man who founded the FDA was a guy named Harvey W. Wiley. He was the chairman of the Department of Chemistry at the Department of Agriculture. And that turned into today's mm-hmm. FDA. But he realized even as long ago as the 1920s and 30s that the entity that he'd created only with the best intentions in the world to safeguard the food supply and safeguard the public health had been corrupted by the very industries it was supposed to objectively regulate. And so he was so concerned about that he wrote a book called The History of a Crime Against the Food Law. And this was mm-hmm. way back around 1930. And so now it's much, much worse than it was back then because of the political control that pharma is able to exert on the FDA, which has a revolving door with, and also on Congress. And so it's needed for the grassroots to get involved and fight back, because if the FDA senses a lack of resolve on our part with this issue involving compounding pharmacies, you never know what they'll do. Every once in a while, they make a run at just absolutely attacking the natural products industry like they did back in 1989 when they came at us in the middle of the summer with a stealth bill that was fast-tracked through the House of Representatives, and it was on its way to the Senate like a guided missile aimed straight for the heart of the supplement industry at a time of year when most people are on vacation and not paying attention. And they always do that. They always spring these comments periods on us during vacations. And, right now they're doing it over the Thanksgiving vacation. And so last time I checked, right, I believe there was close to 700 comments. It would be nice if we had 7,000 by December 4th. That to make that happen, people are going to need to tell other people about this and forward the websites that you can go to generate comments, like NAD-plus.us, or the website of ACAM, American College for the Advancement of Medicine, or the website for the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. All three have generated boilerplate to facilitate in the filing of comments. Ingrid and I are two of the very few people that filed comments that really speak our minds and aren't just narrowly focused on individual substances, but try to address the big picture. Ingrid, I thought your comments were especially good. Why don't you share some of your thoughts?
I think a lot of people don't. Before we go into that, we are going to hit a commercial break. I wanted to two things I want to highlight are what the 26 substances are, and before I share my comment too, I think we need to really talk about, why it's important to comment and why we need to document that we actually commented, even if you don't think it's posted on there. We need to have numbers, because this is the history of Duché. This is, and I wanted you to talk about that a little bit, because people are getting pretty complacent. And, like I said, they're able to walk all over us and outlaw things and, approve of other things because we've gotten complacent, and of course it always goes back to the money system, keeping people on a regular treadmill, of just survival. But, if anyone does have time, the retired people, it's so important that we work on getting numbers. It doesn't take very long to comment. It could be as much as a paragraph, just how shocked you are that they approved of aspartame, and now aspartame is in all sorts of drugs. And, it's also hidden. It's a hidden sweetener under Neotame. It doesn't even have to be on the label. And the havoc it's wreaking on society, because it's hidden in so many processed foods. Any kind of sweet food could have aspartame in it, especially if it's in a bakery or it's on a buffet and a takeout. So anyway, I just wanted to highlight some of that stuff at first. But as I said, we're going to be coming up on a commercial break in a moment, which is right right now. So please stay tuned. You're listening to John Hamill, and we're talking about a very important topic of the FDA's proposed rule reducing our access to main line nutraceuticals, ones that I use.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wisely, I want to just go ahead and get right into a little bit of background because John, people need to understand why enough voices and people without, getting out our pitchforks. I mean, when we can document that 100,000 people, stood up to the FDA, they will back down. And because I said, people think, well, gosh, this is an agency. They're not even part of the government. It's unconstitutional. The thing is it has its ripples effect in the marketplace. And if you had a relative, let's say, that was an opioid addict, you'd want to be able to get NAD plus for him, right? I mean, oh my gosh, all you have to do is go to the website addictioncenter.com and see the treatment for NAD therapy at addictioncenter.com and how amazing it is in helping these people recover. So, you know, you want to be able to help people. That's what we're here for. We're here to help one another. So I wanted to get, you know, if you can get some background on Duchenne, because we have a newer generation. A lot of people forget the importance of that and why we have access to nutrients in this country that most of the rest of the world does not have, because Codex basically got into their countries and reduced the amounts. Like in Europe, you cannot get high doses of vitamin C and many, many other nutrients. And they're always, you know, looking to this country and trying to sneak supplements that we make here into those countries that they are not available in. Right, John?
Yeah, that's true. What I can say to your listeners is that there's been a pitched battle, a seesaw battle that's been going back and forth for decades, where the FDA has been attacking the natural products industry periodically. It all really began with the Kefauver-Harris Act of 1962, which gave the FDA an unprecedented level of power that they never had before to regulate drugs. And then in 1976, my mentor, Clinton Miller, did a lot of work to pass the Proxmire Vitamin Act, which had to be passed at that time because the FDA was threatening to severely curtail consumer access to high-potency vitamins and minerals and to the most effective supplements. And so Clint Miller worked very hard to pass that legislation, which protected us in 76. Then in 1989, the FDA came back again with the Nutrition Labeling Education Act, which was a full-bore attack on the natural products industry. And initially, they fast-tracked a bill through the House. And at a time of year when most people weren't paying attention, it was the summertime, people were on vacation, this bill was aimed at the heart of the natural products industry when they started moving it in the Senate. In August of 89, I jumped in with both feet to do everything I could to try to stop it. At the time, I was working on a book. My book would have been to help people have the same sort of orthomolecular recovery that I did. And I realized my book wouldn't be of much value to anyone if no one had access to supplements. And so I reluctantly had to stop working on the book and figure out how to do this political lobbying. And so I remember in the health food store, I asked my friend Donna if she knew anyone who could teach me, and she said, yeah, you got to contact Clint Miller. He's the expert. And so I got in touch with this man named Clint Miller, who had been the lobbyist for the National Health Federation back in its early days. In the aftermath of an FDA raid on his health food store and bakery in Bountiful, Utah, he realized he had to do something. He was baking bread to an old German family recipe and making health claims on his bread when the FDA raided his bakery and they declared all of his bread to be unapproved drugs, and they seized all of it. And so he said, that's it, Bonnie, pack the bags, we're moving to Washington. And so Clint Miller became the first health freedom lobbyist in the United States, and we're lucky we had him back then. He was a very tough guy. He'd been a bomber pilot in World War II, one of the 90-day wonders who they trained very quickly to send into the fray. And I remember working on Capitol Hill with him, where one time we had to go to the FDA Park Lawn building to meet directly with their high officials to try to get an extension on a comments period, very much like this one. And he was a very cool, right, very cool under fire. And we're lucky we had him back then. We had a massive grassroots push to pass Duchenne, as you referred to it, Ingrid. Duchenne is an acronym for the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994. And we passed this at a time when FDA Commissioner David Kessler was engaging in his reign of terror, attacking all the cutting-edge natural products companies. He was raiding all of these companies, raiding a lot of health food stores, raiding alternative doctors' offices, and basically acting very badly. And in a way, though, it was a blessing in disguise, because he aggravated so many people that he triggered a massive backlash. And it took a huge effort to stop, you know, to curb the worst excesses of the Nutrition Labeling and Education Act. It was passed into law, but only because some of us jumped in early.
Yeah, we'll continue. Yeah. Yep. I totally agree. Let's continue with that thought. We're at the bottom of the hour, and a commercial break is happening like now. So please stay tuned.
Republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking about Deshaies 1994, the Dietary Supplement and Health Enhancement Act, right? Is that what it's called? I always forget. I've said
Dietary Supplement
so long.
Health and Education Act.
Education Act. But the point, this act was so important to allowing consumers, U.S. citizens, Americans, access to supplements that were non-pharmaceutical and were enhancing people's health. And, without having the regulatory arm of the FDA stomping all over them, they weren't causing deaths, although they tried to prove that several of them were, and they've been after them ever since. Any competition with Big Pharma, as you know. But it was very important. It's like I said, we're way ahead of what they're doing in other countries. Because we have a more active citizenry. And now we need that same level against what they're trying to pull right now. So do you want to just move on from there? I think we need to go right into the importance of filing comments and also even emailing you, that you actually have a special on sulfur right now for anyone that can prove to John Hamill that they have submitted their comment. So you could forward it right to his email address, or you can call him, but his email is jham, like J for John, and then H-A-M, short for Hamill. So J-H-A-M at IAHF, that's short for International Advocates for Health Freedom.com. If you email, you know, you will get a confirmation of your comment, and you could just forward that to him, you know, your comment, and you can get, why don't you go ahead and tell everyone the special, and then how to do comments and why it's so important. But, you know, I think this is a big deal. Let's get everyone excited about filing comments and go into the 26. I don't know. I think I'm all over the map. Maybe you should direct this interview, because I feel like I'm going into too many directions here, John. Maybe you've got to keep me straight.
Yeah, okay, fine. I normally sell 20 pounds of my MSM for $22 a pound. So $440 for 20 pounds, but I'm knocking $20 off the price of the bulk purchase of 20 pounds. If a person submits a comment and provides the tracking number that the FDA sends you when they receive your comment, and then you have to look and make sure they actually posted it. So I'll knock $20 off a 20-pound purchase, which you can make at sulfurforhealth.com. That's S-U-L-F-U-R-F-O-R-H-L-T-H. .com. For a 10-pound bulk purchase, which I normally charge $32 a pound for, so $320, and I have a loss leader, so I give free shipping on 10 pounds, not 10 pounds off that price. So if you can't remember these details and want to contact me, you can call me at 800-333-2553 and leave a callback message. Don't call during the show, or you can email me at jham@iahf.com and just ask me to remind you about what the special offer is I'm making if you assist us in the filing of comments. And I decided to do this angry because a lot of people have never been to a compounding pharmacy, and so for some people they don't perceive this as a threat, even though we have to, because I know the way the FDA operates. They'll look for any weakness they can exploit with regards to the natural products industry, and they would look at compounding pharmacies as not having as much use as the health food stores, and so maybe they think that we're not paying attention. We have to show them otherwise, because If they think that we've lost our resolve to fight back, they, at any time, you know, when we least expect it, they could come out with another attack along the lines of the NLEA in 1989. Mm-hmm. Only nowadays, I think it would be even harder to fight back than it was back then, because we have a lot of millennials that have no awareness of this threat. You know, they haven't... They weren't alive back when all these things were going on, and may not perceive the existence of a threat at all, not understanding globalization either. We're all at risk of losing our sovereignty as a nation. The people pushing for open borders don't realize what they're doing, I don't think. They don't understand the lack of wisdom of creating a structure similar to the European Union in our hemisphere, because they don't know the history of the European Union. I don't know if you want me to go off on that tangent or not. Maybe not.
Well, no, I think it's important that people know that there's a lot of freedom fighters that were working back in the day just so that you can get some of these supplements. But let's move on. I think people are going to be shocked when they see some of the things on the 26 items on the list, because we focused on NAD, you know, the how do you say it? It's part of niacin. They say it's or nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. It's a
nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. It's an actually occurring coenzyme of niacin that helps the cells in our body produce energy. It helps our mitochondria.
Right. And, that's only one.
It is depleted. It is depleted in people that abuse drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, well, I was more concerned about some of the other stuff, frankly.
Why don't you read those other ingredients?
Okay. There's two of those out of 26, so we have 24 more to go. So we have DHEA. You know, that's a huge key ingredient of the acetyl L-carnitine. There's alanyl-L-glutamine, aloe vera 200:1 freeze-dried, so a concentrated form of aloe vera. I mean, these are what I don't think people are understanding, too. There are companies that use compounding pharmacists to create their product. So, for instance, as a distributor of Rain International, they have a product, Soul, is their, you know, banner product. And so many people have taken this that have suffered from pretty severe autoimmune diseases and vaccine damage. You know, even Wilson's disease, you know, these babies are, you know, have these severe reactions to the pharmaceutical drugs. They have this incredible rash all over their body. They've given these babies Soul, and it helps them incredibly. Well, D-ribose, that's one of the key ingredients. It's a concentrated seed. They basically press these seeds and zap it into a foil pouch so that it doesn't oxidate. So you're getting all the quality of the seed nutrition. And they put D-ribose in it. There's PubMed articles all about D-ribose. That's being targeted. So this is a company, they obviously have this product created, and they're not going to be able to add a key ingredient in their product that makes it effective. You know, then there's, they put nettles. Nettles is an herb. Nettles is a key, just like, you know, comfrey and John Christopher's formulas, they axe that. But nettles is actually now being substituted for comfrey in a lot of formulas because it's so high in calcium and iron and trace minerals in a very biologically available form. I actually harvest it every other year. I made nettles pesto. I put the dried nettles in soup. You know, I powder it and put it in my smoothies. It's like an amazing supplement just by itself. Now, it can't be added in any kind of formulation. You know, you might have to go out and harvest it yourself. That's what it's coming down to, huh? And then I guess people are going to really freak out. Curcumin. Curcumin. This is basically a turmeric, a concentrated form of turmeric. So I even saw Chris Wark in Chris Beat Cancer. He's selling a type of curcumin, you know, as his Christmas special. Well, maybe after the new year, he's not going to be able to carry that anymore. You know, this is an amazing product for helping people reverse cancer, as well as many other things, you know, high blood pressure, on and on. But curcumin, you know, from turmeric is, I mean, it's like, yeah, huge. So, I mean, you know, cesium chloride, that is, there's cesium carbonate and cesium chloride. These are, you know, some people, I prefer cesium carbonate, but this is a really quick way to alkalinize your system, you know, and reverse cancer. You know, cancer is a thrives in a body pH of below 6.0. It's very common. A lot of people are walking around with low pH these days from the wireless universe, as well as other things, not drinking enough water, not getting enough oxygen to their cells. So a real quick way to bring that pH up where it needs to be and flood your body with oxygen is cesium chloride or cesium carbonate. While I may prefer cesium carbonate, cesium chloride is used by a lot of people. And this is who was the doctor that, you know, discovered that? You probably know that off the top of your head. We wrote about it in one of our publications with the Idaho Observer. But anyway, you know, way back in the day, he got a Nobel Prize for, you know, discovering this as a, you know, this cesium carbonate or cesium chloride as a means of quickly alkalinizing someone's system in order to beat cancer. And he was able to prove that successfully. So, you know, I mean, it can go on and on. There's many ways to beat cancer. I happen to sell Essiac tea because you can grow all those herbs in the Northwest pretty easily. So if they do stomp on those herbs, at least you can grow your own. Hopefully they won't have the SWAT, you know, the FDA SWAT team come on your home and start raiding your garden. So, but it gets pretty out there. You know, there's a lot on here. There's astragalus extract, 10 to 1. You know, so in other words, a concentrated form of astragalus. Boswellia, I mean, this is an amazing, you know, supplement for, you know, skin rashes. And, you know, you probably know a lot more about this than I do. John, you're more of a walking encyclopedia on some of these things.
Not necessarily.
Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. One thing I can say is that the very first double-blind studies ever done in psychiatry were done on niacin and NAD. And so this attack on NAD, it strikes at the heart of orthomolecular medicine, which saved my life decades ago after mainstream psychiatry almost killed me. I don't know if you want me to go off on that tangent or not, but I could if you wanted me to.
Well, I guess people are wanting to know where they can get the 26 list, the list of 26 things targeted, and that would be at the website that is, I believe that is
you
posted.
You can get it at ned-plus.us.
Right. And all these are being posted by Murr Bailey at immunizewisely.chatandgo.com. So if you don't have a pen, go to the chat room that Murr Bailey has so kindly put up for the show, because this is extremely important and people need to know that something that's in their cupboard that they actually rely on could be on that list. Because I think people don't realize that that's where their supplements are coming from in the store. They are coming from a pharmacy that this company hired to compound their formulas.
Well, I go to a local compounding pharmacy for a mixture of liquid zinc, and it's called Zymon. It's zinc and manganese, and it's an orthomolecular substance that was originally developed by Dr. Abram Hoffer, who along with Dr. Humphrey Osmond were the two pioneers of orthomolecular medicine. So I go down to Bellingham, Washington, to the compounding pharmacy down there periodically to get this. And it is something that I absolutely have a need for. And the FDA wants to put all the compounding pharmacies out of business by taking all these substances away that they use to make custom medicines that individuals need, who have often been through the ringer, and this could rob a lot of people of their good health if these substances are taken away.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I totally agree with you, and I want everyone to be reminded that these 26 that are under attack are just part of the 300 that they are trying to go after. We don't know what the other ones are at this time, but this is the first ones on the chopping block. And their justification is, John, what's their justification, which I found really humorous?
No, well, they are worried that these will act as a disincentive for new drug development. And so, you know, they don't like it when people use natural, unpatentable substances to bring about a state of health. That's bad for their business. You know, their business model is they have a business with disease, and so they much prefer that we be sick and on their toxic patented prescription drugs and in their hospitals.
Right, but they're actually saying that if there is an equivalent for, let's just say you're treating multiple sclerosis and the doctor gives you some medicine that a pharma company has developed that allegedly treats multiple sclerosis, and you have one of these, you know, nutraceuticals that is in your formula that also helps alleviate the symptoms and goes to the cause of the multiple sclerosis, right? They will.
That's right.
They're trying to axe it because they want the drug. They're saying if there's a drug for that specific condition, then we need to have, we need to axe the natural, non-patentable thing that allegedly does the same thing in favor of the pharmaceutical drug.
Yeah, and they're totally That's biased really... because there's a revolving door between the agency and these drug companies. There's a steady stream of people that go from the FDA over to the drug companies. And so what happens right. is when someone gets out of college and they had okay. good grades in the
John?
Sciences, you got a break
Can
right
Can you hear
now?
That? Can you hear the music? Yep.
I heard
okay,
some music.
Please stay tuned. We're getting near the top of the hour. And please stay tuned. You're listening to John Hamill of International Advocates for Health Freedom.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
welcome back. Yeah, we are near the top of the hour. We have four more minutes before the top of the hour. Pardon? Okay. Anyway, I want to just go ahead and, you know, there's so many things in your comments that is really eye-opening, John. And I would really love it if you'd read portions of your comment, because I think if people, you know, read your comment, you know, it's just like, wow, this is really important. This is huge. This is the most criminal of all the agencies to be. Well, actually, they're all pretty criminal, but the FDA has done more to poison the American people than any other agency in the history of our country, for sure. And the deaths and mayhem they've caused. I mean, you know, of course, they approve all the vaccines on the market, such as Gardasil. And, you know, and so we've already talked about that criminality. But these are just some of the other things that they've approved. You know, aspartame to me is a big one, but the opioid epidemic is huge, and I loved how you highlighted that in your comments. So do you want to go ahead and do you have it in front of you at all, John?
Yeah, I do.
That'd be great. Do you want
did you want me to focus on what I said about NAD and NADH, or?
Yep. Yeah, just right after the 60 Minutes news piece, right around there, is just great stuff.
Okay, well, what I said that that none of the 26 ingredients should be banned because my life was saved in 1981 by orthomolecular medicine after mainstream medicine almost killed me, and I realized that any of these ingredients could be very important for a given individual. The FDA isn't considering biochemical individuality, and I said here that during the past two decades, opioids have become one of America's worst public health problems. The magnitude of abuse spanning prescription painkillers, heroin, and synthetics such as fentanyl is staggering. In 2016, Americans misused prescription opioids, and 2.1 million adults reported they were addicted. In the year to September 2018, opioid overdoses killed 48,000 people. That took the total death toll since 2000 to 400,000, greater than the number of American combat deaths in the Second World War, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War combined. That's pretty shocking.
Wow.
And
that was
FDA
from the
economist.com. FDA only examined NAD Plus and NADH as they pertain to treatment of multiple sclerosis, ignoring all other potential uses. There's no fairness or honesty in this. NAD Plus and NADH improved cardiovascular health, strengthened mitochondria, and slowed the rate of aging in adults. And I cited a paper, chronic nicotinamide riboside supplementation is well tolerated and elevates NAD Plus in healthy middle-aged and older adults.
Excellent. Okay, we're coming to the top of the hour. Let's continue that at the second hour. Thank you, John. No, your comment's awesome. It's important. Thank you.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.